You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. It's no coincidence that this year's International Grand Convention theme was Live Your Passion. So what does that mean? Embracing what we love in unique and personal ways. When it comes to Young Living, you can connect your personal passions to help bring essential oils into every home. In this episode, we invited Samantha Wright and Tracy Griffiths to talk about their passions and the ways they've connected them to Young Living. Samantha is a kindred spirit in the podcast world, where she and her guests cover health and wellness topics. And Tracy has created a one-of-a-kind yoga experience that infuses essential oils into the practice of her yogis. So let's find out how these ladies got their start, found their stride, and continue to find inspiration. So welcome to Drop of Inspiration, Samantha and Tracy.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, so to get started, I want to give each of you a moment to tell our listeners how you got started with Young Living. So why don't you start, Samantha?
So Trent, it all started for me about a year and a half ago when I very innocently sent a private message to one of my friends on Facebook. Her name's Becky Webb, and we both live in the same town. We're both birth doulas, and that's kind of how we knew each other. And I just wanted to check in and see how her business was going and seeing if she was getting any clients. So I just said, hey, how's business going? And she said, well, I'm not really taking many doula clients right now because my essential oil home business is booming. And actually, my husband's retiring from his job next month because it's going so well. And he's going to, you know, retire and work from home with me and work on his writing, which he's always wanted to do. And my jaw just dropped. I said, oh my, what? Like, I didn't even know she was doing this. You know, she's very modest and she's not very, you know, pushy or salesy at all. So I didn't even know that she was building this Young Living business. But I said, please, let's get together. I want to learn more. And so we got together and she shared all about the company with me. You know, she just talked about how amazing these oils were, how heartfelt and ethical and sustainable Young Living as a company was. She told me the stories about the farms and I could just tell how passionate she was about the product. And for me, it was like this, I felt like I'd won the lottery that day because I'd never heard of network marketing, MLM, direct sales. I was a very naive 28-year-old. I'd never heard of this stuff before. But to me, I said, I was just thinking, oh my gosh, there's actually a way that I can build an actual business from home, sharing products that are actually helping. And that to me was just like, amazing. I just didn't even know that that was a possibility. And so I dove in, I read the 4-year career book that night. The next day I hit the library and checked out every single book I could about network marketing just to see, like, is this actually a real thing? Is this legit? And I just really fell in love with the business model. And then I bought my starter kit, fell in love with the oils, learned a lot more about Young Living and what they stand for, and fell in love with the company and dove in because I desperately wanted to stay home with my kids. I desperately wanted to change our family's financial situation, which was not pretty. And I felt like the world had given me this opportunity on this platter in front of me. And I said yes. And it was about a year later, after I had started learning about Young Living and learning about the oils, that I decided to start the Essential Oil Revolution podcast.
Well, thanks so much for sharing that. What about you, Tracy?
Well, I started with Young Living back in 1999, believe it or not.
Wow.
Long time oiler. And I was introduced to Young Living via a friend of mine named Julie Chertow. And she was actually looking at one of our course catalogs. I have a school called the Life Energy Institute, and we teach different energetic healing arts modalities. And we have this class called Spinal Balancing. And she saw the description and she said, you guys need the raindrop technique. How about if I come teach it to your advanced students? And all you have to do is buy the oils and I'll show up and I'll teach and you know, see how you like it. And so I said, of course. So I got to be the demo of the raindrop technique for the weekend. Wow. She did the raindrop technique, and then she did another technique, emotional clearing with the feelings kit. And I felt so good after that, those sessions. And I had been in the healing arts for quite a long time. I started my career as a massage therapist back in 1988, so I'm kind of like an old-timer. And I was all about the oils, and I had to learn as much as I could about raindrop. And so I pretty much dropped everything and got on any airplane I could find Gary Young, wherever he was teaching. And I would go to Idaho, I'd go to Ecuador, I'd go wherever Gary was teaching. And I actually took the raindrop technique, not only from him, but other professionals, other experts, and really through the raindrop. And what happened was, I learned how to teach the raindrop technique, and I did my best to emulate what I learned from Gary Young, and incorporating the oils in our program here at our school was just a natural fit. So of course our students would want oils, and I was kind of shy about the business, and it took off anyway. And one month my check was like $800, and I went, okay, this is a business. How do I get my head around this to really hold it as a business? And I haven't looked back. You know, I led with the education about the oils, and about maybe 2 years ago, I really resourced myself in learning more about becoming a network marketing professional and what all that means. And that's how now I introduce people to the oils. You know, I have both ways I can talk to them about it. So it's been a great journey. I'm really proud to be part of Young Living and offer these oils to my fellow students, my families, my friends, the whole kit and caboodle.
So with all of that, Tracy, what would you say your vision or your why is, and how has it evolved over time?
That's a great question. So as a health healing arts practitioner, I care about people. I want people to find their wellness naturally. That's really my mission. And I'm involved in different kinds of healing art circles, not only in the more natural circles, but in Western medicine. I really honor what doctors and nurses do in the hospitals, and how they need to take better care of themselves so that we can have wellness in our healthcare industry. And so as I've evolved in teaching essential oils and what I know in the more Western circles, I have this vision of transforming healthcare with essential oils, and so people are empowered for their own wellness, and they can look for their answers and become resourced with natural methods as a bridge to, of course, you know, the Western medicine philosophies. I think there's room for both, and so I feel like I'm standing for this bridge between the two. And so that is evolving through my work with the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program and Aroma Yoga, and how I'm showing up in my community. I get to really hold that flag and help people find their way. I guess it's more like a flashlight.
Yeah, no, I like that, a flag instead of a vision. Samantha, you mentioned, you know, when you first were starting to figure it out, it was about the product, and then you started discovering the potential of the business. So as you were moving forward, how did you establish, you know, what you wanted to accomplish, and how did you establish your why, and what is it, and how has it evolved as well?
Yeah, well, I think that's such a great question. It's crazy how those things evolve over time. And in the beginning, as I sort of mentioned, it was really purely selfish reasons. I just wanted to get my family off of welfare. And I just really wanted to give my kids and my husband more options in life. You know, the kind of options that only money can give. But then over time, you know, once I reached that goal and I said, wow, okay, I've accomplished that. Over time, my goal and my why became so much more about helping other people in both the wellness aspect and the abundance aspect. Nothing makes me happier when one of my podcast listeners, you know, writes me and says, like, thank you so much for doing this or that episode, you know, because of you. Now I'm using essential oils and I'm taking control of my health. And that's really what I do in all of my work. I'm also a doula and a childbirth educator. And I just love to put the individual in the driver's seat of their own experience, whether that be their birth experience or their health journey. I feel like, you know, give the people the tools that they need and empower them, like Tracy said. And it's amazing those transformations that you see in other people. So now it's really become so much more about helping other people find that inner strength and find that drive to take control of their health and their finances or both, whichever one they're struggling with the most.
So Samantha, what were your priorities as you first started in this journey?
So my first priority was that it be beneficial for everyone. So I didn't want it to be just beneficial to me and just for my team. I wanted it to be a free resource that was easily shareable, that could benefit the product users, benefit the business builders, benefit all of the leaders, you know, even the ones that were not in my organization. So that was really my top priority, that I could create something that everyone in the essential oil community would benefit from. And also I wanted it to be just a tool for product education. I didn't want it to be about the business opportunity. I'm going to start a separate podcast for that soon, cool. I think, which yeah. I'm excited about. But those were my priorities. Oh, and to make it compliant too. So this yeah. was sort of right after the compliance, and everyone was sort of freaking out and they thought they couldn't share about the oils anymore. So I was like, well, I'm going to prove them wrong. I'm going to make an entire podcast radio show just about the product use of essential oils and make it 100% compliant so people can listen and people can hear how much we can still share about the products while remaining compliant.
Great. And I think those definitely listening to your podcast, both of those priorities definitely show through.
Well, great. That's very thoughtful. That's very nice of you to say.
Of course. So Tracy, what about you? So as you were starting Aroma Yoga and you've kind of found that passion and you're inspired, what were your priorities as you were starting that venture?
Well, it's evolved. Definitely Aroma Yoga has been kind of a call and response endeavor. I started... You know, so who knew what it was going to be? You know, it started from a New Year's Day yoga class where we, every, you know, first of the year, we come together and set our intentions. It's a powerful day of bringing your awareness to how you want your year to go. And that was back in 2008. And I shared a drop of frankincense with everyone for the final resting pose called Shavasana. And when people came out of that pose, they were so deep inside of themselves, and you could tell how much deeper they got because of the oil and people were talking about it and whatnot. And that same year, the year later, I was asked to teach aroma yoga at the Young Living Convention when it was in Minnesota. That was in 2009, I believe. And someone said, "Hey, where's your book?" And I was like, "Okay, I got to write a book." So I wrote the book, Aroma Yoga. And it was just really to help people match up different oils with various postures to help them with different aspects of their energy body and their elemental awarenesses. And then someone said, the next convention, it always happens at convention, someone said, well, we need a DVD, we need a video, we want to do this at home, because it's not like any yoga that you've done before. It's paired up with different yoga asana practices that not normal yoga people know about them. Anyway, kind of fun, very different. And then from there, I really kept my ears open and my eyes open, and I became more aware of how other yoga teachers and people I didn't really know were sharing oils in their classes, and they were doing it lovingly, but they were sharing oils that actually really need to be used wisely with safety in mind. And a lot of people don't even realize that there are safety issues to pay attention to when you're sharing oils with various populations. So safety was a big deal for me, and also compliance. And so I decided, all right, I'm going to put together this online teacher training so people of all, you know, all downlines, you know, it's open for everyone. I love that spirit that you have, Samantha, of keeping things open for everyone to enjoy and to benefit from. And so the safety and integrity and really helping people learn that, first of all, not all essential oils are created equally, and that quality is everything, and that there are oils that really shouldn't be used on people if you haven't asked specific questions about, you know, maybe some different health issues that they might have. And so safety was a big deal. And I've taken many, you know, clinical aromatherapy classes that are brand neutral. They have nothing to do with a brand, but just, you know, common sense science and physiology and chemistry. And so I adhere to this, you know, safety is everything. They're on the side of, you know, being cautious and keep everybody, you know, happy and safe in the classes when you're using oil. So, you know, that's a pet peeve of mine. And so when I see that in the public, I'm like, oh, you have to take my aroma yoga class. You should not have that oil. You know, if that person's got this, what, you know, you don't even know if some, you know, a lot of teachers, they don't even know if, you know, their students have certain health issues and what they can share confidently and safely and what they can't. So safety is probably like the biggest, that's the bottom line for me.
So what was it like for you the first time you hosted or I guess taught a yoga class that incorporated, you know, kind of the techniques and from your books and your DVDs as it was evolving? What was it like the first time you taught an aroma yoga session?
It was great. I had no idea how deep it would go for the people taking the class, and every class just gives me even more of an appreciation of this blend. You know, I'm not the first person who created, you know, who decided to use essential oils in a yoga class. I branded aroma yoga. You know, I have the trademark, and the first time was like a mind blow. Like, what just happened in here? It changes the atmosphere into the sacred space. It's like we're bringing nature in inside. You know, most yoga classes happen indoors, so we're bringing that natural element, which I think of these oils and I think of yoga as kind of like a truth serum, if you will. So, you know, there's no getting away from yourself when you're practicing yoga.
Sure.
You know, sometimes the postures are challenging. Yes, sometimes you're bored. Sometimes you want to cry. Sometimes you want to laugh hysterically. There's so many things that happen to you on an emotional level. And when we bring in this power of these essential oils, they just help us deepen our consciousness, deepen our relationship with ourselves, deepen our intention and our purpose, and then we can bring that practice even more powerfully out into the world. You know, it's like we don't just do yoga for ourselves. We don't just use oils for ourselves. We use these together to become better people, so we can share our gifts and our graces without any kind of filter, I guess, or with abandonment, I guess that's the way to say that. So, you know, every class is different, but the transformations that I see happening for people when they leave these classes, just it touches me. I could cry when I think about, you know, some of the things people have said and how they've felt after an aroma yoga class, and I think that's what keeps me going.
When I think, it sounds like you've definitely connected something really powerful with you know, your passion and something that's really useful and valuable to so many people.
Thank you.
Yeah. Samantha, what about you? What was it the first time that you went live on your podcast?
Oh my gosh, it was so messy. It was not great, as Tracy's first time teaching was. I had my audio levels all wrong. I was awkward. I spoke way too fast. I rambled on. I'm still working on the speaking too fast and the rambling, but I feel like I'm getting a little better now. But yeah, it was not pretty, but it was exciting too. So it was really great. But it's always so strange when you do a podcast or do anything on the online space, you don't see who you're talking to.
Yeah.
And so you're just kind of putting it out there to the universe and going, okay, guys, you know, I hope you like it. And that can be really nerve wracking. But yeah, I'd encourage anyone who's nervous about starting anything new, just go back and listen to the very first couple episodes of my podcast and you can hear how horrible it is. And then you'll just have the courage to do anything after that, I promise.
So Samantha, what would you tell to your, you know, your younger, just starting self, you know, when right before you're going onto that first podcast, what advice would you give to yourself?
Gosh, I feel like I'm still just starting out, but I will say that I wish I could have told myself right from the start to just slow down a little bit and not to rush things, and to put just as much time into personal development as I was putting into the business side.
Tracy, what about you? what would you tell yourself, you know, just starting aroma yoga or, you know, even just this journey in general, what would you tell yourself?
That's a great question. It's funny, one of my business colleagues, her name is Dawn, and when I actually thought of aroma yoga and this whole trademarking thing, that was a long time ago. It was, you know, back in 2008. And I would go into my office and she would say, Tracy, we need to do aroma yoga classes. We need to have this thing. And and she saw the vision and she felt, you know, because she'd taken my classes before. And so I think I would have said to myself, start sooner, because I feel like I know this stuff and everyone's doing it. And when I get out there and teach, I realize this information that I'm sharing is brand new to so many people and they love it. It's effective. It's transformational. It's powerful. And so I would tell my younger self, like, you've got something, go run with it.
Now that, you know, you've been doing it for a little bit longer and it's established and you're kind of in the groove of it, what ways are you staying up to date and current with that type of business, with Young Living? Are you looking at books, podcasts, webinars, conferences? Tracy, how are you kind of staying in the know about all of these techniques and practices?
Well, I take yoga classes from many, many different people. I take trainings in different modalities, not just yoga, but advanced yoga teacher trainings, the Urban Zen therapy program. I became a trauma release exercise practitioner. So I keep resourcing myself. But then I go to network marketing professional types of events. I look at something that's personal development almost every day. I read something, and I've really latched on to that. This is an inside job, you know, whether we're network marketers or yoga teachers or mothers or doulas or whatever. For us to be at our personal best, we have to keep, you know, filling ourselves up with the good words and with the good activities that keep us focused and centered and grounded and inspired. And not every day you can be inspired, but when you listen to a podcast like what you're doing, Samantha, or you tap into, you know, an old classic book or a brand new book, they can really, really keep your fuel going and your light, you know, bright and shiny, so you can, you know, do the best you can.
So Samantha, what ways are you staying up to date and current in the business?
Well, I think that's such a great question because, I mean, I personally think that everyone should always be continually educating themselves in life, you know, no matter what you're doing. That's why I became so obsessed with podcast and podcasting to begin with, because I think it's such a wonderful way. There's so much free education out there, you know, not just in podcasting, but in the world in general. So I listen to a ton of podcasts because it's just what enables me to get other stuff done, get life done while I'm learning. So I can wash the dishes, I can fold the laundry, I can drive in my car, and I can be learning at the same time. So that's my first go-to. And I listen to a lot of business podcasts, like not just network marketing, but a lot of internet marketing as well, which I love. And then I love, you know, doing the Essential Oil Revolution podcast. I get to learn as I'm doing it. So if there's a subject that I want to learn about essential oils, like I really wanted to learn about aroma yoga. So I was like, I've got to get that chick that does the aroma yoga classes onto my show. And so I get to kind of cheat that way. And I get to invite people onto the show for topics that I'm really curious about. So that's really fun. And I love connecting with all the different experts out there that know so much about all the different aspects of essential oils. And then also books. I love books. I love podcasts. I love audio. And I love your show, Trent, is so inspiring. What you're doing for a Drop of Inspiration, I think, is just so important. So thank you for what you're doing.
Now I kind of want to transition it a little bit. And I so appreciate both of you sharing, you know, your journey and, you know, how, what you would maybe do a little bit differently, but, you know, how you kind of stay relevant. I want to kind of transition now to get a little bit of action items for folks listening. So, Tracy, how can our listeners, in your opinion, how can they find their inner confidence to find and then share their own brand?
Wow, that's a good one. Here's something. A couple of years ago, I actually went to a business training called something like Being a Confident Businesswoman. It was kind of corny, but it's peeling away, you know, your limiting beliefs that say, I'm not enough, I can't do it, I don't trust the world kind of thing, and stepping into or stepping out of your comfort zone into, you know, what really makes you tick, what is your essence, why are you here, what is your passion, why are you passionate about it, you know, that's all those things that we talk about, you know, getting really clear about what you're passionate about, and I think that's what creates your brand, and being willing to, you know, be with that and let it stick for, you know, a couple of months at least. And so through this process that I did, it came all out to aromatherapy, yoga, and cleansing. Those were like the three things that like really give me my juice, if you will. Funny. But I think, you know, finding a mentor, finding, talking to other people who you see them, you're like, how are you doing what you love so effortlessly? And they'll probably tell you kind of what I just said. You know, I had to really dig deep to, you know, what am I afraid of? Why am I afraid of my success? And let's bust through that and go a little deeper to, you know, why am I here? What am I purpose? What's my passion? And so one of the exercises that I teach others, it's think of three things in your life that you participated in that you were so jazzed about. You were at the top of your game. You felt great. It could have been when you were a little kid. Maybe you got, you know, accepted to the drill team, or maybe you won a karate tournament, or maybe you planned a family vacation all on your own and you guys had a blast, or, you know, you find these three things and you find the common theme. What is the common theme? What's the thread? And that is going to help you form what you're passionate about, what your passion statement is. So mine was, I won the karate state championship, like out of nowhere. I was like seated for no place and I won. And then another one was actually, I planned this amazing vacation. Like it was a canoe trip in the Allegash River. I barely know where Massachusetts is, or Maine. That's in Maine. That's how much I know about like the East Coast. So I planned this vacation. It was great. And then when I was smaller, even like smaller, I was like in the second grade, I was asked to perform in this like improv dance piece for the middle school. And I just got picked and I said, okay, you know, so the common denominator there is spontaneity and it has to be joyful and I have to be having fun. And that's the core essence of me. So if it's spontaneous and it's adventurous and it's fun, I'm in. Awesome. And if you're not getting a yes on what you're passionate about, don't do it, because that's just like climbing up the mountain and working really hard, and you're at the top of the mountain, you're like, this is the wrong mountain. I got to get over there, you know. So it saves you a lot of time. So you got to love it. You got to love what you're doing, because then you're really loving yourself in the process, and you're not miserable trying to get there. It's got to be fun for me. So this is fun. You know, being related to Young Living has been a blast for the past, whatever, how many years now? I don't do math in front of people. But It's been almost 20 years, and I'm still having the time of my life with this product, with this company, and with people like Samantha, and getting to know you. So that's my spiel.
Perfect. Well, and I think that's such a fun approach to finding your inner confidence. So thanks for sharing that. So Samantha, how do you feel our listeners can find their inner confidence, to find that and then share their own brand?
Yeah, I think Tracy summed it up so well when she said it, passion. It has to start with passion. Like, what are you passionate about? You know, I just so happened to be insanely passionate about Young Living. I wasn't there at first, so I didn't start the podcast from day one. It took me a while to really see how Young Living was truly changing people's lives and to really fall in love with every aspect of the company. And I was also really passionate about podcasts. I'm so passionate about free education, and that's what podcasts kind of means to me. So I went with it. That was my passion. So you have to start there. And I'll just share a quick story about one of my members. I had a member who desperately wanted to start a business. She really wanted to get things going. And she was so passionate about horses. She'd been using the oils on her horses at her stables and getting these amazing results. Every time I saw her, she was just like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe what these oils have done for my horses. And so when she was like, how do I get started with the business? I suggested, you know what, you should just focus on that. Focus on essential oils for horses and focus on sharing your love of oils with horses. Reach out to share with vets, other horse people. But I don't know. I couldn't get the message across somehow because she was convinced that she had to start just teaching 101 classes like everybody else. Like she had to, you know, just teach the basics. She wasn't allowed to talk about horses until she like reached some mythical level or something where she was able to talk about horses. So I couldn't get that message through to her. And so she kind of gave up because, you know, she didn't have that passion in there. So, you know, what's your passion? You know, is it kids? Is it cosmetics? Is it DIY stuff? You know, like I have some of my team members build their entire businesses with make and takes. You know, I couldn't throw a make and take to save my life, but some people, you know, are great at it. So, you know, like Tracy said, what gets you excited and start there and be yourself. And when you're yourself, you attract a tribe of people who will love you for you, but more importantly, you'll love them because they care about the same kind of things that you do because you're being your true self. And have fun with it too. So don't get stuck on, you know, what's my brand name? What's my color scheme? What's my web domain? Like just start, just do something, make mistakes, fumble. So long as you're helping other people in some way and combining that with your passion, you really can't go wrong.
So what tips or ideas do you have for our listeners? You know, kind of if you're giving them a bullet point list, what tips or ideas do you have for finding inner creativity?
Highest potential.
Yeah, sure.
The Young Living blend, Highest Potential, no joke, is like the most amazing blend to get your juices flowing. So put that on and then go talk to people and just listen and learn and absorb that conversation in your head. Go home. Think about it and then don't just try to sit down and be creative for creativity's sake. That never works. Like, okay, I'm going to sit down and be creative now. you have to think, you know, think of what's the purpose, what's the reason. And usually that can get sparked if you see a need in other people that you care about. And that tends, for me, that really sparks creative solutions for things.
What about you, Tracy? What ideas or tips do you have for finding, you know, that inner creativity?
One of the things I love doing it's a process that I take my students through when we're working with actually the fire element, the fire chakra and the water chakra. Those are the two areas that, you know, get the spark going, and then the creativity, it's like the juices flow. And one of the things that I have my students do is, you know, we'll kind of do a little like a divination, like close your eyes, put your hands over the oil, you know, my box of oils, I have the big aromatic complete set, you know, just kind of tune in and choose an oil. Just look at that oil, be with the smell, have it on, and then do some non-dominant hand writing. So if you're right-handed, you would write with your left hand, and you can ask any question, you know, how can I, it's a noble question, how can I, you know, find my brand? How can I tune into my passion? How can I be more creative? Whatever it is. And so just start writing with your non-dominant hand, and it takes a long time to get it out. I feel like I'm tapping into another part of my brain, another part of my consciousness when I really slow down and write out the answer to whatever question I'm posing. And it's amazing what comes through. And I just did this recently, and it seems like all these things are lining up. So that's the first one. And another one to tap into your creativity, your brand, your purpose, you know, there's this great book that I'm devouring. It's called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. She did The Secret, and it's all about gratitude. Gratitude, 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 and raising your levels of gratitude for so many different things and people and situations in your life. And the more gratitude that I'm and really, like, it's not fake gratitude. This is like real gratitude. I feel like I'm at the right place at the right time, and these amazing opportunities are coming to me. And it's like magic. I really have to say it's magic. So, you know, you can pair that up with the gratitude oil and get that book and just start working with it. And I wake up, you know, what are the 10 things I'm grateful for and why? I have a little gratitude rock that I hold before I go to sleep. And I think of what was the most, you know, amazing thing that happened to me today that I'm grateful for. And that's how I go to sleep and wake up with, you know, even more gratitude. So those are my two. I mean, I have a million little tips, but I think those two are probably the easiest for people to unleash, you know, what's already in there that just needs to get some space to so you can relate to it.
As we wrap up, I want to give you both an opportunity to share your biggest takeaway from this conversation. You know, as we've had a lot of really awesome moments and topics and suggestions and tips and just ideas that I really appreciate both of you sharing. So, Tracy, what was your biggest takeaway from our conversation today?
I love what Samantha said. I love that point when she said, you know, really listen to people, be tuning into what are their challenges? What is their pain? How, you know, and then go home and think about it and think about how you can truly assist that person and then come back to them with, you know, a well thought out moment of being related to them that person will really get that you care about them and that you are truly vested, you have a vested interest in their well-being first and foremost. And so that's my biggest takeaway. So thank you, Samantha. I will be borrowing that and practicing that with the people I connect with. So that's my biggest takeaway.
Great. And Samantha, what about you?
Well, I think Tracy so inspires me and really inspires my answer for this is that really everyone just needs to be their most authentic selves, you know, be yourself. So it's funny with network marketing, you know, we talk about being duplicable. You have to be duplicable and keep things simple. And there's definitely a truth to that, but all of us are born with such unique gifts and talents and ways that we communicate and ways that we learn that we shouldn't be trying to just do what everyone else is doing, you know, and assume that it's going to work for us. So, you know, be yourself and find what gets you passionate and go for it and let your true self shine. And I think that's something that Tracy just does so well with all of her work. And it's so inspiring.
Thank you.
Well, again, thank you both so much for being on Drop of Inspiration today and, you know, really sharing your passions and the ways that you've connected them with Young Living. Thank you, Samantha and Tracy.
Thank you, Trent. This was a pleasure.
Total blast. Thank you so much.
Living your passion doesn't have to be difficult. Sure, it might take some time to get the hang of things, but you'll quickly discover it can be just as fun as it is rewarding. Samantha and Tracy shared their passions and how they connected them with Young Living. On top of that, they gave some excellent tips, ideas, and takeaways for each of you. You can find more information about our distributor's income at youngliving.com/IDS.
Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.